Hey girl, it is a brand new week and I am coming at you with so much passion in my heart today because I spent some time resting and really refocusing and centering myself. And so I'm ready to speak right to you today through my mic. I'm going to be talking about what you need to know about control and how it's controlling you. The desire to be in control is controlling you. And I also am going to be sharing the restrict and emotional eating cycle. So if you feel like you're constantly restricting during the day, saving up your calories for later, or finding yourself having these really awkward food rules, you want to change them, but you find yourself on this hamster wheel. You constantly are doing the same thing, expecting different results, then today's episode is for you. I'm going to be talking about some tangibles that you can implement right now to help you get off the hamster wheel and into the joy and the happiness that you so desperately desire. Here we go, friend. Hey girl, welcome to the Her Best Self podcast. I'm Lindsay Nichol, former competitive figure skater and perfectionist, turned God-led imperfect boy mom and digital CEO. If you find yourself constantly thinking about food and wondering if you'll wake up one day free from the obsessive thoughts and behaviors controlling your life, then I've created this podcast for you. Because I know exactly what it's like to be a downright hot mess trapped in the destructive cycle of disordered eating. I finally found freedom, and you can too, girlfriend. So if you're ready to heal your relationship with food and body and break the chains of control and show up in your best health, then grab your favorite Tarjay journal and let's get to it so you can start living your best life as your best self. Hey girl, it is gonna be a great start to a great week. I can just feel it in my bones. I hope that you're right there with me. I'm so happy you're here hanging out. And I just wanted to say how grateful I am for all of my listeners. And I'm so very grateful for all of my clients as well. I know you guys regularly listen to the show. Many of you have found me from the show. And I just wanna honor you. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for doing the hard work. Thank you for doing the hard things so that you're putting one step forward every single day to a place of complete freedom and recovery. I know that when you're in the messy middle, it can feel rough. I know it can feel daunting and hard. It can feel like you're losing control. But that's what I wanted to talk about today. What you need to know about control. And I'm gonna share the restrict and emotional eating cycle. I'm gonna break it down because many of you, you're tired of living with food rules. You're tired of the crazy making, the restrictive eating patterns that often lead to shame over exercise, binging, and our purging behaviors. And you wanna stop, but then you tell yourself that you don't know how. Or what can I eat? Or what does normal eating look like? Or I'm not sure if this will ever change for me because this is just who I am. The truth is, sis, until you change your thoughts, until you change your mind, you will never be able to change your true belief inside of you. And that, my friend, is what you need as you step into the person that you're becoming, the person that you were created to be. Because you will never be able to consistently change your actions without doing that. Ask me how I know. I lived the cycle of wanting control only to find that I was being controlled by the disorder. And then I would grip tighter to control more around me, only to be left being controlled. It was exhausting. And you can never get ahead this way. You will never get ahead this way. The number one driver behind the emotional restrict to purge and binge cycle is this false desire of control. This vicious cycle is why you find yourself actually trapped and controlled. So I want to break this down for you. I want to break down this emotional eating cycle so you can actually understand what it is that you can do to stop it and disrupt it as you change this negative coping pattern into a new way, into a new path forward. Clients come to me constantly saying, Lindsay, that voice inside of my head, it just won't go away. And the more that I try to control it, the more that I try to change it, the more that I try to do things differently, the stronger it gets. The truth is that you don't have to control your thoughts. Okay, hear me on this one. You just have to stop letting your thoughts control your actions. You may have thoughts. They may live there. You have been living with this for quite some time. To think that they're just magically going to disappear, it's a lie. But you can change the way you respond. You can develop a better way of being. So the first step to that is to generate awareness inside of you. Generate the awareness of your desire to control. It may be a subconscious thing, but deep down, when life is out of control around you, this is where you're going to find what it is that you're trying to control within you. The need to control is what starts this whole spiral of destruction. And then restriction comes to play. So either your food intake, your volume of food that you're intaking, certain foods that you are allowing or preventing, certain times, or those food rules that I talked about. All of this is tied to an emotional, psychological, and physical aspect and desire within your being. And it's not wrong, but this is why we restrict. Because deep down, you want to be able to control something when life feels out of control around you. When your circumstances aren't the way you want them. But sis, this is temporary. It is a temporary control. Believe me, you've probably been there, because scarcity never works. Hear me. When you feel deprived, your body can't function in these three areas clearly at all. And what ends up happening is when you take something away, think of it like a child. When you take something away from your child, what do? They want more of it. They whine till they get it. And we find a way in our mind to get the thing that it is that we're after, because that's where our focus is going, right? The mind and the body cannot tell the difference between your rules of control and actual starvation you may experience. And so you're gonna have this overwhelming urge, this desire to eat, or maybe your urge is now overcompensating with exercise, or starving off yourself even longer, living in the fumes of the disorder. Yeah, maybe this brings you right back to a place of temporary satisfaction, the temporary ability to control something when life feels messy. But what does this do? Well, let's take it one step further in the cycle. It then creates a binge or overeating or purging behavior, which, because the cycle gives a false sense of control that you're actually unable to maintain as a human being, you break the cycle. And then that's what creates this feeling of guilt, or the feeling of shame, the feeling of failure, the feeling of not being enough. This feeling then contributes to feeling out of control, which is what you were trying to find when you entered the cycle, was the sense of stability and control. And so this causes you to want more control. And this leads you right back into the dreadful path, which is where this becomes even more problematic in the long run. Because the longer that you stay here, the behaviors over time feel more automatic. They feel more habitual. They feel more like I'm on autopilot and I can't seem to get out of the cycle, and I don't know why I do the things I do, but I keep doing them over and over. And if you're there, that's okay. All this means is that the dominance of the eating disorder mind has hijacked you. It's time to take back the power. As you gain more clarity, as you gain more truth, and as you grant yourself more permission, you will experience more awareness, which will equate to actual control over the eating disorder. You see, to let go of control is to actually release the fight within yourself. And if you're sitting with yourself right now listening to this episode and going, okay, so how do I break the cycle? I get the cycle. How do I break it? First things first, you have to identify that you go through this cycle. You have to educate yourself around the cycle. Okay, so that was the purpose of today's show. I wanted to share with you how this cycle plays out in your life and why you feel overwhelmed constantly, like you're never moving forward because you're stuck here. But here's how you break through. You must create awareness and sit in uncomfortable emotions. You must catch yourself in the cycle. You must forgive times in your life that food was your only way to cope and your only way to feel some sense of control, and you must be thankful for that time. having a healthy relationship with food is going to require the ability to give yourself permission and grace, and to little by little learn better ways to release the need to control and to manage your emotions with different coping skills. So I want you to think about how you form a healthy relationship with other people in your life. Well, we give them appreciation. We give them quality time. We give them the permission to be who they are and space to grow. We give ourselves time around them to be super present when we're in the moments. We listen and we call them out on things when things aren't right or aren't working, right? And when changes need to be made, the same goes for your recovery. And the same goes in developing a healthy relationship with your food and body. You have to appreciate it. You have to give it time. You have to allow it space to blossom and be. You have to be present and mindful when you're in this situation, and you have to listen to yourself, not the voice inside of your head that's been taking you down this path. Reach out, sis. Remember, you're not your eating disorder. Reframe those thoughts, refocus them, and reflect. See, what I realized was I no longer wanted control. I wanted out no matter what. I was spiraling sideways. I was spiraling down a dark hole, and I just wanted out. Is that you? If that's you, welcome. When nothing is certain, sis, anything is certain, which means your possibilities are endless and your recovery is inevitable. I want you to ask yourself this week, what is actually in my control? Well, taking care of yourself, nourishing your body, doing whatever it takes to recover, to move forward. You have a choice on how you respond. You have a choice on how you react in out of control situations, and you can control your reframe, and you can actually give up the desire to control. I want you to shift from what I call, can I control thinking, to what I call, can I create thinking? What can you create this week to conquer these patterns and beliefs that are simply not true, that have taken charge over your life? Can you create a plan to stay true to your nutrition? Can you create a plan to stay true to what you need for self-care? Can you create a plan to breathe in for 5 seconds and breathe out when you're feeling out of control in a situation? Ask yourself this week, what am I afraid will happen if I surrender my control? Because the most beautiful form of beauty is in becoming. Did you know that? As soon as you lay down what it is that you're terrified to lay down, as soon as you relinquish that control that's been keeping control over you, that's been keeping you trapped here, you will experience so much more joy and happiness in your life. Sis, you don't have to control your thoughts. You just have to stop letting your thoughts control your actions. I hope that sharing with you about what you need to know about control in your life has given you a couple tangibles that you can take away to explore this week. And I hope breaking down this emotional eating and restriction cycle has helped you understand where you play a part to create that awareness. It's time for you to sit in those uncomfortable feelings and emotions. It's time for you to catch yourself in the cycle. It's time for you to forgive yourself for being here in the first place. And it's time to start creating the best version of you by moving from what can I control thinking to what can I create thinking. Sis, I am 100% positive that if you keep moving forward, if you keep putting one foot in front of the other, your possibilities are endless. And that means your recovery is inevitable. I hope this message has touched you today. Now's your time to get in, to see if we're a great fit. I would love to help support you. If you're looking for additional guidance in your recovery, let's say you've worked with a therapist or you have one now, or you have a dietitian or you worked with a dietitian in the past and you just feel like you need some extra support. You need somebody to push you over the edge to get you to relinquish that control. I'd love to hear from you. You can go on out to herbestself.co and we can partner together. Friend, thank you so much for being here. I will talk to you very, very soon. Bye for now. Oh, friend, thank you so much for letting me share what was on my heart today. My hope for this podcast is to help more women find freedom from food and body. If this has empowered or blessed you, let me know. I'd be honored for your rating and review of my show, and I'd love to connect with you in my private Facebook community. You really can move from perfection to purpose. Let's break the chains together. I'll help navigate the way. Until next time, bye for now, girl.